B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Shabbos Daf Ayin, and the Gemara starts three words at the end of Daf Samach Tes Amud Beis. Hayodea Shehu Shabbos. We learned in the Mishnah on Daf Samach Zayin Amud Beis that there are three categories of knowledge of Shabbos, of Shogeg or Mezid. The first one was a person who's totally not aware of the essence of Shabbos. The second one was that he's aware of the essence of Shabbos, he forgot it was Shabbos. And the third one is that he knows it's Shabbos and he did many melachos on one Shabbos. And in that case, he has to bring a korban chatos for every category, for every group of melachos he did, which means for every av with its toldos, he has to bring a separate chatos. Asks the Gemara, Maishno Reisha, Maishno Seifa. In the cases, in this, let's call it the second case in the Mishnah, where a person forgot it was Shabbos, he did many melachos, he has to bring a single chatos. In the third case in the Mishnah, if he remembered it was Shabbos and he did many melachos, he has to bring a korban chatos for each melacha. What's the difference between these two cases? What's the source? Why should it be that way that just because you forgot it's Shabbos, then even though you did many melachos, you bring a single chatos? But if you remembered it was Shabbos and you forgot that different melachos were also for every melacha, you bring a separate chatos. Omer of Safra. We're going to have a few explanations to this, Rav Safra being the first. Kan miyidias Shabbos hu poirish, v'kan miyidias melacha hu poirish. In the second case in the Mishnah, all he doesn't know about is Shabbos. As soon as we make him aware that it's Shabbos, he's going to stop doing the melachos, and therefore he brings a single chatos. But if we were to tell the person and make him aware that it's also to do a certain melacha, that won't stop him doing those melachos because if he doesn't know that it's Shabbos. Once he knows it's Shabbos, he's going to automatically stop doing all the melachos, which means that the only yediyah, the only piece of knowledge he's missing is one piece of knowledge that it's Shabbos, and therefore he brings one chatos. V'kan, but in the second case, in the third case of the Mishnah, miyadiyas melacha hu peirush, telling him it's Shabbos is not going to stop him doing melacha. He knows it's Shabbos, he just doesn't know that these melachas are asa. And as you tell him, this melacha is asa, he'll stop. This melacha is asa, it'll stop. So for each melacha you tell him, he's going to stop, and therefore for each melacha, he has to bring an independent chatos. Omar le Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman said to Rav Safra, Klum porish mi Shabbos elo mishum melachis, uklum porish mi melachis elo mishum Shabbos. What's the difference between the Shabbos, the melachis? It's true that here you're telling him that the formula, the words you're using is Shabbos, and here the words you're using is melachis. But at the end of the day, why is he stopping to do melachis? Because it's also to do melachis on Shabbos. It's a combination of the two pieces of information. Number one, it's Shabbos. Number two, all these melachos are also on Shabbos. And therefore he stops doing these melachos. Just because here the terminology is reminding him of Shabbos and here it's reminding him of melachos, that is not a good enough reason to explain why here you bring one chatos and here you bring many chatois. Ela Omer, Rav Nachman argues with Rav Safra and says, Korban dechayev rachmona amai. We have to look, what's he bringing the korban for? What was his mistake? What didn't he know? Ashgaga. He brings a korban for the mistake. Hosom, in the first case we're speaking about, in the second case of the Mishnah, Chodeshgaga, he made all of one mistake. It's not that we are telling him it's Shabbos and therefore you only bring one chatos. No, it's he only made one mistake. He forgot it was Shabbos. So if he made one mistake, he brings one korban. Hocha, but in the final case, tuvashkogis havyon. He didn't make one mistake, he made many mistakes. He made a mistake about this melacha, a mistake about this melacha, a mistake about this melacha. Each melacha was an independent mistake. And therefore he brings a number of chatois. Continues the Gemara. Chayev al kol melacha umelacha. We saw in the Mishnah that a person that he knows it's Shabbos, but he was a shogeg on the melachis, then he's chayev for each and every melacha he did. If on any one Shabbos he did, let's call it 5, 10, 15, there's many different melachas with their toldos, that means every set of a melacha with or without its toldos, or with or without its av. Every bracket of melachos, there are 39 brackets, 39 categories of melachos. For each one, there's a chatos. And that is called chiluk melachos. And we need a source in the Torah, bechlal. Till now we've discussed the difference between if you forgot it was Shabbos, you forgot the melachos, but we're all assuming that ultimately each and every separate melacha is its own, carries its own requirement of a chatos if you did them by mistake. What's the source of that? Maybe you only chayav a chatos once per Shabbos, irrespective of how many melachos you did. There's even a tzad in the Rishonim that you should only be chayav a chatos if you do all 39 melachos in one Shabbos. Let's see the Gemara inside. Chiluk melachos minolon. What's the source in the Torah that each melacha carries its own chatos? And we're going to have a number of explanations. Omar Shmuel. Shmuel says, Omar Kro, it says in the Pasuk, regarding Chilul Shabbos, Mechalaleo, somebody who disgraces the Shabbos, somebody who is Mechalul Shabbos, Mois Yomus. It's a double term of the Chiyuv of Misa. HaTorah Ribso, Misa is Harbe al Chilul Echod. For one Chilul Shabbos, for the concept, one Avera called Chilul Shabbos, there are numerous deaths, Mois Yomus. Asks the Gemara, Hai B'mezit Ksiv. The Pasuk, which tells us that the Chiyuv Misa for Chilul Shabbos, is talking about Mezid. We're talking here about somebody who does it B'Shoigeg, that he's Chayiv for each Melocha, a separate Chatos. How can you bring me a Pasuk and a proof from Mois Yomus, which is referring to Mezid? Answers the Gemara, Im Eino Inyan LeMezid. We don't need to use the Mois Yomus to teach us something about a person who deliberately is Mechal Shabbos. Tichsiv kola oisa melocha yumos. It already says in the Torah, there's anyone who's Mechal Shabbos in any form, if he does it b'mezid, he's chayef misa. Tenehu inyan l'shoigeg. So use these two words, mois yomos, even though it speaks about it regarding the mezid, use them to teach us something about shoigeg, that there's a number of different misois, so to speak, which means that it's possible to be liable a number of times for a shoigeg. And what is that? For each melacha, you're liable independently. Umay mois yumos. Why is it called mois yumos? If he just has to bring a korban, he's not dying. The answer is, b'momoin, every korban is a financial loss or financial investment. He's losing money, he has to buy the korbanos, and therefore it's mois yomus for every different melacha he has to invest in an independent korban. Asks the Gemara, v'teipik le'chiluk melachos mehecha denafkele l'Reb Nosson. Why do you, Shmuel, bring proof for chiluk melachos from mois yomus? Why don't you learn it from the same source as Reb Nosson does in a braisa? The Tanya Reb Nosson Oimer, Lo yisavaru eish b'chol mois v'seichem b'yeim ha'Shabbos. It says in the Pasuk that one is not allowed to burn a fire, light a fire, in all your homes on the day of Shabbos. And we know that igniting a fire is one of the 39 melachos. Ma Talmud Loimer, we know it already says in the Pasuk that you're not allowed to do a melacha on Shabbos. Why does the Pasuk single out, don't burn a fire? So, says the Braisa, Lefi Shenemar, since it says in the Pasuk, Vayakhil Moshe es kol adas b'nei Yisroel, Vayomer aleim, Eile hadvorim asher tziva Hashem lasos oisom. And the next Pasuk, it says, Sheshes yomim tasem melocha, Uvayom ha-shvi yeh lechem kodesh, Shabbos Shabbosin, Hashem kol oise boi melocha, yumos. So it says that Moshe gathered Klal Yisrael to teach them about Shabbos. And it says in the Pasuk, Eile hadvorim v'goymer, the Gemara says, Eile hadvorim asher tziva Hashem lasos oisom. We'll soon see what we can learn from the Eile Advarim. And then it says in the next Pasuk, Sheshes Yomim Tase Melocha. And the Gemara, the Braisa explains, Dvorim, Eile HaDvorim. So Dvorim is always two. It's two things, it's a plural tense. HaDvorim, the extra hey, is an extra one, that's already three. Eile HaDvorim, Eile has the numerical value of 36. That's another 36. Add 36 to the 3 of Hadvarim, you have 39. Elu shloishim v'teisha melachos shenemru l'Moshe b'Sinai. These are the 39 melachos that were given to Moshe at Sinai that we're not allowed to do them on Shabbos. Yochoy la'son kulam behelam echod einu chayev elu achas. could it be that if a person does all the 39 melachos behelam echod without having knowledge in between that he's done an avera of chilul Shabbos, that he's only chayiv one chatos? Talmud loimer bechoresh ubakotzir tishbois. The pasuk singles out, besides for saying don't do any melacha, it singles out bechoresh ubakotzir tishbois. You're not allowed to plow, you're not allowed to cut down the produce on Shabbos, and you have to rest from doing those melachos. So the pasuk singles out, besides for singling out lo sevaru eish, which we'll get back to in a moment, it singles out bechoresh uvakotzir. So from there you see that it's possible to be chayev chatos even if you don't do all of them, and even if you do some of them, you're going to be chayev more than one. It says bechoresh uvakotzir tishbois, which would seem that you're chayev independently for choresh and independently for kotzir. So you see that it's possible to be chayev more than one chatos per Shabbos. Says the Gemara, that's fair enough. V'adayin ani oimer ala charisha v'ala ktsira chayev shtayim. Yes, it could be that for charisha you're chayev independently and for ktsira you're chayev independently. That's why the pasuk singles them out. V'al kulon, but on all the rest, however many of the other 37 melachos you do, einu chayev elo achas. You may only be chayev one chatos. Talmud Loma, that's why the pasuk says lo sevaru eish, it singles out the is of lo sevaru eish, that havora bichlal hoisa, the melacha of lighting a fire was included in all the melachas that were osa. Veloma yotzus, why does the Torah single it out leheka sheleo, in order to learn from it to all the other melachis. Veloy melacha, and to tell you ma havora, in the same way as the melacha of havora, of igniting a fire, shehi av melacha, it's one of the primary melachos, v'chayovin oleo, and yochayev chatos independently, as the Torah singled it out, bifnei atzmo, on its own, af kol, so too, any melacha shehu av melacha, that's an av melacha, chayovin oleo bifnei atzmo, yochayev on its own chatos. And this way of learning is what we call dovo shehoyo bichlal, v'yotzo minachlal lelamid, loy lelamid alatme yotzo, elo lelamid alaklol kulo yotzo. In the Braisa, we say this every morning, it's one of the rules, one of the methods with which Torah is learned, that when you have a group, and one of the group are singled out, is there not to teach you something about itself, but to teach you something about the whole group. And over here also, the fact that loy sevaru eish is singled out teaches us about the whole group, that every part of the group is independently able to be mechayev a chatos. And Rashi explains why bechoresh and bekotzir cannot be a dovo shehoyo bechlal v'yotzo min haklal. Rashi explains that. But either way, what do we see from here? We see from this braisa, Reb Nosson learnt in the braisa, that you learn out from loy sevaru eish that each one of the melachos has its own chatos. If so, why did you, Shmuel, learn it out from Moshe Yomos, and you didn't learn it out from where Reb Nosson does? Answers the Gemara, Shmuel Sovalok Reb Yosi. Shmuel has a different explanation as to why Lo Yisavaru Eish was singled out. Do Omar Havora Lelav Yotzus. He says that the reason that Lo Yisavaru Eish is singled out is to say, and there's a machlekes about that we're about to see, that all the melachos we know, there's a chi of Misa. If somebody does Mechal Shabbos B'mezid, is chayiv Misa. If there was with Edim and Asra, it'll be Skila, and if not, it'll be Chorus. But there's one of the 39 Melachos where even if you do it B'mezid, you won't be chayiv Misa, and that is the Lav of the Melacha of Lo Yisavaru Eish. That the reason it's singled out is to say that the only thing that you're chayiv for is that you've transgressed a Lav in the Torah, but not that it does not share the Chi of Misa of the other melachos. The Tanya we saw in the Braisa, Havora lelav yotzus divrei Reb Yosi. Reb Yosi says the reason that Havora is singled out is to tell us that you'd only chayev as a lav without the Misa. Reb Nosson Oimer, and here's Reb Nosson again, like we saw in the Braisa, he learns lechalik yotzah, that the Lo Yisavaru Eish is to teach us that each and every lav, each and every one of the lamates melachos is separate, it's melachos chalukos, as the Gemara called it, and chiluk melachis, and each one is able to have its own chiyuv chatos. Asks the Gemara, Okay, so we know why you, Shmuel, didn't learn like Reb Nosson and the Braisa. But why didn't you learn V'tepikle l'chiluk melochis mehecha d'nafkele l'Reb Yosi? Why didn't you learn out from the place that Reb Yosi learnt it from? And we know that Reb Yosi can't learn it out from where Reb Nosson did, because Reb Nosson learns l'chalik yotzis, and Reb Yosi learns that it's l'lav yotzis. So Shmuel is following Reb Yosi that you cannot learn it out from where Reb Nosson did, but Reb Yosi has his own source. The Tanya we learnt in the Braisa, Reb Yosi Omer, it says in the Pasuk, Dabir el b'nei Yisrael lemir, nefesh ki sechet ob bishkogo, if a person did an avera by mistake, mikol mitzvis Hashem asher lo yisei oseno, all the mitzvahs that are osa, that you're not allowed to do them, v'osa me achas meheno. It doesn't say v'osa achas, you needed one of them, then you chayev chatos. It says v'osa me achas, from one of them, meheno, from them. And this seems to be a number of added letters and words here that we don't need. There's the mem of me'achas that seems to be unnecessary, and there's the whole word meheno that seems to be unnecessary, and the word meheno, if you already write it, it could be me'achas heino, one of them. The me'achas meheno is the mem seems to be superfluous, as well as the word heino is superfluous. So we have the mem of achas, the mem of heino, and the word of heino that seems to be superfluous. So the Rabbi Yosi is going to address that. Tanya Reb Yosi Omer v'osa me'achas me'heino. Po'omim shechayovin achas al kulam. In some cases, in one case, we'll see that a person can do many different melochis and be chayev just one chatos. Po'omim shechayovin al kol achas v'achas. And sometimes a person can be chayev for each and every melocha, which is the chiluk melochis that we're looking for. V'omer Reb Yosi Reb Chanina. Reb Yosi Reb Chanina is going to explain where Reb Yosi derived this from these words in the Pasuk. V'omer Reb Yosi Reb Chanina, my Talmud Reb Yosi, achas me'achas. The word achas, that it needs to say the word achas, but there's the added mem, that one can learn something from it. Me'achas. Heino, you have the word heino, me'heino, and you have the added mem of the heino. So Reb Yosi Reb Chanina explains, achas shehi heino, heino shehi achas. The word achas and the word heino, they go as a pair. Sometimes it's one which is many, and sometimes it's many which is one. We'll soon see what that means. Now what we're doing with a me achas and the me heino, the two mems, so the Gemara explains, achas is shimoin. If you intended to write the word shimoin, and you wrote the word shimoin, you chayev one chatos. Me'achas means that it's possible to want to write Shimoin, and you only wrote from Achas, from, that means part of it you wrote, which is Shem Mishimoin. You just wrote the two letters of Shem, Shin Mem of Shimoin, and they themselves is a word that stands on its own, and therefore you'll be Chayav even if you wrote just the first two letters. Heino, Heino is them. What are they? Those are the primary melochas, the obvious melochas. Meheino means something that's coming from the primary melochas. The meheino is the toildos, to teach us that even toildos, if one does them by mistake, will be a chayev chatos. And now the Gemara is going to explain. What does it mean, achas shehi heino? Achas shehi heino means zodoin Shabbos. You had a full consciousness and awareness that it's Shabbos. But shehi heino, but there was shigigas melochis. There were a number of halochis that you were not aware of that they were asa. And therefore, even though it's one Shabbos, but there were many melochis, you're going to be mechayev for each melocha separately. Heino shehi achas, how is it possible to have a number of melochis that you transgressed, and nonetheless, you only chayev achas? Is because we're talking about Shigigas Shabbos. All you forgot was that it was Shabbos, v'zodin melochis, but you were consciously aware of all the melochis. You may even have known that all the melochis are also on Shabbos. You just forgot it was Shabbos today. And we already saw on Daf Ayin Amud Aleph at the top, the source to make this difference. But you see here clearly that there's an achas shehi heino, which is zodin Shabbos for Shigigas melochis, and you chayev a number of melochis, a number of Chatois. So why did Shmuel learn out from Mois Yomos and didn't learn out from Achas Shehi Heino that there's Chiluk Melochis? Says the Gemara, Shmuel Achas Shehi Heino Veheino Shi Achas Loi Mashmalei. It didn't sound to Shmuel that it's probable that one can use the achas and the heinon, make such a drasha, achas which is heinon and heinon which is achas. He didn't feel that was probable, that that was a source, and therefore he was left with no choice but to find his own source of mois yomus. Continues the Gemara. Bo minei rova mirav Nachman. Rova asked Rav Nachman the following question. He'elam ze v'ze b'yodi. If somebody forgot it was Shabbos, and he also didn't know that the melachos were osa on Shabbos. That's called he'elam ze v'ze b'yodi. And we already saw in the Gemara and Daf Samach Tes that that is the classic shoygig, and there's a chiyuv chatos. But we don't know how many chatois there are. Mahu, how many chatois? He also forgot it was Shabbos. If he only forgot it was Shabbos and didn't forget about melachos, we know already, you bring one chatos. If he did not forget it was Shabbos, but he forgot about the melachos, then you bring a chatos for each melacha. What happens if he forgot both? You forgot about certain melachos also on Shabbos, and you also forgot it was Shabbos. Are you chayev one chatos? Are you chayev two chatois? Or chatos for every melacha? Omer le, Rav Nachman said to Rava, Hare helam Shabbos biyodei. At the end of the day, he forgot it was Shabbos, ve'ine chayev elo achas. And therefore he's only chayev one chatos. Ask the Gemara on Rav Nachman, Adarabba, Hare hela melachas biyodi, v'chayev al kol achas v'achas. At the end of the day, he forgot about all these different melachis. He should be chayev v'chatos for each of the melachis. Ela omer Rav Ashi goes a different line. Chazinon, have a look. Imishum Shabbos koporish, hare helam Shabbos biyodi. See what it takes to get him to stop doing these melachas. Do you just have to shout Shabbos? And he'll say, oi, Shabbos? He'll stop doing the melachas. The Hari Helam Shabbos. You know, it was Shabbos that was missing by him. His mistake was Shabbos, and therefore he brings one chatos. Helam Shabbos biyodi ve'ein chayv elo achas. Then he'll only be chayv one chatos. V'imishum melocha kaporish. But if you tell him, hey, you're not allowed to cook, you're not allowed to plow, you're not allowed to write, and each melocha, that's what stops him doing the melochas. That's what makes him aware that it's Shabbos and you're not allowed to do the melochas. Hari helam melochas biyodi. So you see that the mistake, what was lacking from his knowledge, was the melochis. V'chayev al kol achas v'achas, he'll be chayev for each melocha. And Omale Ravina. Ravina is saying to Ravashi, I don't understand. It's clear that you need both pieces of information. It doesn't matter whether you say Shabbos and then he realizes you're not allowed to cook, or if you say, hey, you're not allowed to cook, and he realizes it's Shabbos. But either way, It's a combination of knowing that it's Shabbos and this melacha is also that's stopping him. How can you determine whether it's the Shabbos or if it's the melacha? Omer l'Ravina l'Ravashi, klum porish mishabbos ela mishum melachis. He only what makes him stop doing the melacha when he realizes it's Shabbos is because he realizes you're not allowed to do melacha on Shabbos. Klum porish mishabbos ela mishum Shabbos. The only thing that makes him stop when you tell him it's a melacha is because he realizes it's also Shabbos. You're not allowed to do melacha on Shabbos. So they go together. Elo loishno. That's not going to be a difference. And Ravina is reverting back to what Rav Nachman said. This is how Rashi learns, and Rabbeinu Chananel and other Rishonim. Ravina is reverting back to what Rav Nachman said, that if it's a helam echod, he's only chayev achas. And that's the halacha lemaisa, according to these Rishonim, that if somebody also forgot it was Shabbos and also forgot the melachos, he only brings one chatos. Says the Gemara. And this Gemara we've seen previously this Gemara. Tnan, we're going to learn in the Mishnah, Ovis Melochis Arboim Chosar Achas. There's 39 Melochis, 40 minus 1. That's how many Melochis there are. Asks the Gemara of Avinon Bo Minyon Olomoli, why do you have to tell me how many there are? Just tell me what the Melochis there are also. I'll count them myself. V'omer B'yechnon, She'im Ason Kulom Behelom Echod, Chayev al kol achas v'achas. The Mishnah is coming to teach us that if you did all of them without an awareness in between, then you're going to be chayev 39 chatois, 39 korbonos. Now the Gemara is going to ask, I omrus b'shloimo he'elam zeh v'zeh. We just had a discussion now. If you didn't know it was Shabbos and you didn't know about the melachos, then I omrus b'shloimo he'elam zeh v'zeh b'yodoi. Chayev al kol achas v'achas. If you're going to learn like Rava learned that you chayev for each and every melacha, Shapir, then I can understand how you can have 39 chatois. I forgot it was Shabbos, and I forgot about all the melachos. I mean, I didn't remember any melachos. I didn't even remember it was Shabbos. And I did all 39 melachos. I'll have to bring 39 chatois. Eloi omras helam Shabbos biyodoi. If you say that if you also forgot Shabbos, as well as forgetting the melachos, you only have to bring one chatos. Helam Shabbos biyodoi. Einu chayev elo achas. Heicha mishkachas lo. How are you going to have ever a case where there's 39 chatois? It must be that you didn't forget also Shabbos. You only forgot the melachos, but you were aware that it was Shabbos. B'zodin Shabbos u'b'shigigas melachis. You're aware that it's Shabbos, but you forgot about the melachis. So the Gemara says, Honicha isavale k'Reb Yochanan. If you learn like Reb Yochanan, da'omar kivon she'shogag b'koros afal pi she'hizid b'lav. We saw before machlekes Reb Yochanan and Reish Lakish on Daf Samech Tes. Reb Yochanan holds that even if you're aware that a melach is osa, but you were not aware that what accompanies it, if you do it b'mezid, you do it deliberately, is chorus, then it's called a shogeg. So then it's possible I was aware of Shabbos, I was aware that these melachas are osa, I was not aware that these 39 melachas had chorus, so then I've done 39 shogegin, I have 39 chatois. And then it makes sense what the Mishnah tells us, that there's 39, to tell us there's 39 chatois. Mishkachas lo, de yoda le Shabbos belav. And then we're talking about a case where he knows it's Shabbos, and he knows that these melachis are osa, and he just doesn't know that there's a chorus, therefore it's a shogeg, and he has to bring a chatos. Elo yisava lo k'Reb Shimon ben Lakish, if you hold like Reb Shimon ben Lakish. De omar ad she yishgeg belav v'chorus. Reish Lakish says you're only called a shogeg if, besides for not knowing about the punishment, you don't even know it's osa. In which case, what does it mean that hizid b'Shabbos, the yodale Shabbos? It must be that even though I know it's Shabbos, I wasn't aware of any of the melachos. Says the Gemara, b'mai, the yodale Shabbos b'mai. What do you know about Shabbos if you don't know that any of the melachos are asa? You don't know about a single melacha, single issa on Shabbos, and nonetheless it's called that you didn't forget Shabbos. Because if you forgot Shabbos, we're now discussing the Manda Omer, that zeh v'zeh, that if you were behelam echod, zeh v'zeh, helam zeh v'zeh brings one chatos, not 39. So it must be that there's no helam of Shabbos. You didn't forget Shabbos. How can you remember Shabbos if you got every one of the melachos? If you forgot all the melachos, what was it about Shabbos you did remember? Says the Gemara, de yoda lo, B'tchumin v'libud Reb Akiva. Reb Akiva holds that the issa to go out, to travel outside the city more than 2,000 amas, is min ha-Torah, but going out is not punishable, but it's not one of the lamates melachos which are punishable by Misa. And but some say that it's b'chlal only asa d'rabbanon. And then we'd have the question again, what do you remember about Shabbos min ha-Torah to say that you're chayef for the 39 melachos? But according to Reb Akiva, I know it's Shabbos, and what relevance does that have? That I know that it's also to go out of the Tchum on Shabbos, but besides for that, I don't know anything about Shabbos. I've forgotten all 39 melachos, and therefore, if you did all of them on one Shabbos, you're going to have to bring 39 chatois. And we're going to carry on the next Gemara in the next Shia.